Well, we actually received our first booking in 2007, so it has been around for a while, but at that time it was only limited to one or two cities in the UK. And we have, in the last few years, expanded the number of universities that members of the public can stay in quite considerably. And so I'd say that, on balance, yes, it probably is still quite a new concept, and certainly there are, I would say that most people don't realize that they can stay in universities and that it's a genuine alternative to hotels or bed and breakfasts.
Is this always going to be outside the university term time, though?
Mainly, there are occasionally rooms that are available during the term time. For example, if a university has refurbished rooms that aren't ready in time for the students returning, they could be available during the term. And in addition, if they have guest rooms, some universities or colleges have guest rooms that they may make available to the public, or they may restrict them just to visiting academics.
You have property or rooms elsewhere in the world outside the United Kingdom. So do the term times differ? Because some people might think there's no way I'm going to get anywhere in, I don't know, May or September. I don't know whether the calendar and the academic year is different elsewhere.
It's broadly similar in the Northern Hemisphere. I would say that the difference in Australia and New Zealand is that they only have, I believe, 2 terms a year, and the vacation periods, their long vacation period is over our winter, so it's over Christmas and New Year, and they normally have a shorter vacation period in the summer. But most of our accommodation is in the Northern Hemisphere, so the majority of our availability is in the summer, and some universities have availability over Christmas and Easter as well, normally about 4 weeks over those periods, and then about 3 months over the summer, running from middle of June through to middle of September.
Now, some people might have very mixed impressions as to what student accommodation will be like. Some will think you're going to be staying in somewhere like Oxford, dreaming spires and all that, beautiful old buildings. Other people might assume that it's going to be something akin to the Young Ones, a sort of shared student digs that's not very pleasant. What sort of accommodation do students today have, and what sort of accommodation have you got on offer?
Sure. Well, we do have quite a variety of accommodation. I would say that some of your listeners may be surprised that the standard of student rooms has increased quite significantly over the last probably decade. I think that universities have been investing in their rooms for two reasons, partly to attract the best students and an increasingly international selection of students who are perhaps a bit more discerning over their standard of rooms. And secondly, because many of these universities do make their rooms available in the holidays for conferences and groups, and they do demand decent standards, and so a lot of rooms have been converted into en suite. I would give you a few examples. For example, I know of one Oxford college who has reinvested a lot of the proceeds from universityrooms.com into converting their Victorian bedrooms into very high standard en suite facilities, which benefit the students as much as they benefit the visitors in the holidays. So that's a good example of where this service really helps the students as well as the broader public. But you're right, some of our cities are more historic, so I would draw your attention to Oxford, Cambridge, and we have residences in Barcelona and Melbourne that are perhaps more of the historic type of accommodation that is a unique experience that might be an alternative to a hotel for some of your listeners, and where breakfast is included. etc., and often in historic dining hall overlooked by prime minister portraits of prime ministers, and some of the Oxford colleges and Cambridge colleges have featured in films. So, for example, Christchurch Dining Hall in Oxford is the Harry Potter Dining Hall, which obviously is exciting for many of our customers. And then some of our accommodation is more of a basic standard, less historic, less unique. For example, London, Rome, Paris, Sydney, Montreal, some, just to name a few of the cities. This is more somewhere where you might be looking for a really good price, a really good offer, somewhere to stay that you have your own room and your own facilities, but you're paying a much cheaper price than you would for a hotel.
What about checking in times? Because if you check in at a regular hotel, there's usually somebody on the front desk. If you're delayed, if you end up turning up at, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night, much later than you'd expected maybe, can you actually access the room?
Yes, there isn't a problem with that. All of the residences, or 99% of the residences that and colleges that we work with, do have a reception desk. And if there's no, if it's not manned 24 hours a day, there are instructions for how to access the property later in the evening.
Charlie, where can people go for more information?
Universityrooms.com is where you can search across all our 400 universities, colleges and student residences. There are 75 cities to choose from in 15 countries, and it should be all the information that they need, and they can go ahead and make their booking on that website, universityrooms.com.